It's long been assumed by archaeologists that infant mortality was very high in prehistoric times. This is because of many infant burials found from that time. Now, thanks to a study from the Australian National University, experts are shifting their thinking a bit. Instead of the large number of baby burials indicating that a lot of infants were dying, it may just mean that a lot of babies were being born. This in turn indicates that mothers of the period were actually quite skilled at protecting and providing for their children. History has long been written by and about men. Drawings of our prehistoric world often depict men going off to war or being on the hunt. A new generation of scientists and researchers, though, may give greater focus on the perspective of women and children throughout history to give us a more complete view of who we are as a species. Learning about the experiences of women and children throughout history brings more humanity to these early humans. What games did they play with their children? Did they sing them to sleep? Did they worry over skinned knees and celebrate first steps? What will future generations wonder about us? Will they be puzzled as to why there was so much inequity among children, even as there was so much wealth in our world? Might they ponder why infant mortality was still high among certain groups despite such rapid technological advances? Will they wonder why we argued as so many children suffered and lagged behind? The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network by WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.